The death of a 32-year-old man in a Michigan jail has gotten the attention of the FBI. In March of 2014, David Stachewski was sentenced to 30 days in the Macomb County Jail. He died 16 days later, despite being under video surveillance for most of that time. That video captured nearly every minute of the physical and mental breakdown preceding his death. Sarah Swick of Michigan Radio reports.
David Stachewski died here at the Macomb County Jail in Mount Clemens, Michigan, more than a year ago. But for Dafinka Stachewski, the anger is still raw.
Justice for my son, David.
Yes, that's why we're here.
They need to be punished for everything what they do for my son. Shame on them.
David Stachewski's friends, family, and supporters were here protesting this past weekend. His family filed a wrongful death lawsuit earlier this year. Stachewski's official cause of death was acute drug withdrawal. He had struggled with opioid abuse, but it was withdrawal from benzodiazepines, drugs like Xanax and Klonopin, that killed him. Stachewski did have prescriptions for those drugs, as well as methadone. But according to his family, he never received the medications in jail, despite asking for them. Family friend Jason Howard says it should have been obvious that Stachewski was dying.
He was in convulsions and, you know, in an observation cell with a camera in it. And they just sat back and watched with medical staff right down the hall.
There's more than 200 hours of video from Stachewski's stay in the jail's mental health unit. Stachewski suffered from seizures and dehydration. According to his family's lawsuit, he lost 50 pounds. But Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle insists the video made public last month doesn't tell the whole story. He calls allegations of wrongdoing, quote, irresponsible.
It's the actions of the officers that were working in that facility that I know damn well did what they needed to do to care and tend to an individual.
The county already concluded its own internal investigation and found no wrongdoing. The FBI is now reviewing the case. County officials won't comment on specifics due to the pending lawsuit, so they won't answer questions about whether Stachewski was denied access to his medication. But experts say that does happen in county jails. Michelle Deitch researches prison oversight at the University of Texas at Austin.
That's a very common problem. When inmates come from the streets into the facilities, they often don't have their medicines with them.
Deitch says it's a big problem in a system where county jails are increasingly overwhelmed by inmates with substance abuse and mental health issues, often locked up for minor crimes.
There are far too many people in these facilities that don't need to be there.
And that's another point of outrage in this case, the reason Stachewski was in jail to begin with. At his March 2014 district court hearing, Stachewski faced a choice: pay $772 in fines stemming from two driving infractions or go to jail. Michael Steinberg, legal director for the American Civil Liberties Union in Michigan, says that's a problem.
The problem is when somebody's too poor to pay a fine, they're going to jail because of their indigency.
And after Stachewski went to jail, a judge did okay his release to a community service and monitoring program, but Steinberg says that never happened. Emails between corrections officials show why.
He was apparently somewhat catatonic when they went to meet with him in jail to work out some alternative.
There is widespread consensus that county jails aren't well equipped to handle lots of people struggling with addiction and mental illness. It's just not that often that the public can see the consequences of that struggle play out on video. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Swick.